The Tesla car in space gets close to the planet Mars. PC attacks are up 400%. Email scams up 600%. SpaceX rewards government contract to build missile tracking satellites. And a live discussion of the misuse of technology while driving. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVY 1030 The Voice and streaming live on YouTube at the 1030 The Voice YouTube channel. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments and questions. We do have a very insightful show prepared for you today. More deaths pile up in Arizona and other jurisdictions for the misuse of technology while driving. So we have some very special guests with us in studio today to discuss this problem, and that doesn't seem to be going away. Texting while driving or even holding a phone is illegal in Tucson, but it doesn't stop the high amount of drivers that still do it. Hopefully we can raise some awareness in that segment. But first, highlights of tech news this week. A red Tesla Roadster was sent to space with a driver called Starman back in February of 2018. The car and its mannequin flew past the planet Mars recently. The car does have boosters and cameras to steer the vehicle while sending back shots of its journey. If you stick around for the next 10 to 20 million years, you will see the car make its comeback to Earth or Venus. Elon Musk was awarded a contract to build four special satellites for the military that perform several functions, among them the tracking of missiles and other ballistic-type technology. Forbes magazine reported Tuesday $149 million was awarded to SpaceX to build four satellites, and L3Harris was also awarded $193 million for another four satellites. The satellites were going to be designed to track intercontinental ballistic missiles, or ICBMs. The eight satellites will have a wide picture of the entire world. Some shocking statistics of COVID-related crimes during the pandemic may keep you up at night. ZDNet.com reported last month unsecure remote desktop machines rose by 40%. Chances of you clicking on a pandemic scam is up 300%. Brute force attacks on remote desktops grew 400%. Email scams surged to 667% increased. Tens of thousands of domains are being created daily, 90% of which are likely being used for scams. And over 500,000 Zoom accounts have been sold on the dark web, and malicious files that contain the word Zoom are up a whopping 2,000%. Any of these statistics should concern you. Continue to listen to the Computer Doctor Show live and recorded shows on computerdoctorshow.com. In this segment, we're going to discuss a very serious matter on the subject of misusing their technology while driving. The month of October is Distracted Driver Month. Not talking so much about maybe putting on lipstick while you're driving or taking a sip of coffee or getting the kids in the back seat to behave, rather than more of the use of cell phones. A nonprofit organization called Look Save a Life, which advocates to bring awareness to the dangers of distracted driving. Joining us live in our plexiglass studio, we have State Trooper Tim Vargo and recent added board members of Look Save a Life, Julie Festerling and Deborah Garcia. Now, I just want to say all three of you have actually decided to be on the show because of your experiences with and how you were affected by others being distracted driving. You want to move your microphone a little bit over? So if we want to first ask, maybe we can start with the ladies. How have these distracted driving events happened or affected you guys?
Almost a year ago, not quite a year ago, my son, Paul Garcia, and Julie's daughter, Caitlin Festerling, were in a traffic incident where they were rear-ended by a driver who was distracted and pushed into oncoming traffic, and they were both killed. And we decided especially after we were aware of it, we noticed that almost everyone was on their phone all the time, that we needed to do something about it. And we wanted to make sure that other families didn't have to go through the heartache and sorrow that we have to go through.
Absolutely. You know, our hearts and prayers go to both of you, and we applaud your courage for coming on the show today to help the awareness of this problem. Julie, the same problem, how has it affected you?
It's definitely been very life-changing to wake up every day without my daughter and without her boyfriend coming over every day to visit. It's very disappointing and just very sad. But something that Deborah and I have decided to do is we want to really help out and help the community. So we have decided to volunteer and become board members for Look, Save a Life, because we figure saving one life from the hand of a distracted driver is totally worth it. So we just are doing everything we can to just try to help families to prevent this. It's an epidemic, it's out of control, and it needs to stop.
And for all of our listeners that are listening today, you might want to make sure that you're in front of a computer in the next couple of minutes, or at least have a sheet of paper and pen ready to write down some important information that we're going to be sharing with you towards the end of the show. Officer Vargo, your experience, please.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. First, let me start with our department's mission statement, which is to protect human life and property by enforcing state laws, deterring criminal activity, and providing vital support to the state of Arizona and its citizens. Some of our priorities include the arrest of impaired drivers, restraint usage, collision-causing hazardous violations, and that's where our job becomes important in stopping those people that are distracted on our highways.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, it's a thankless job. I appreciate your service that you do to the state. It does save lives. Now, we were told there were some interesting statistics regarding that, as far as. And maybe later, a little bit later in the show, you can even tell us about some of the laws that are being that are going to be starting soon that people need to be aware of.
Certainly. First of all, what is distracted driving? We touched on a little bit earlier, and distraction occurs when drivers divert their attention from the task of driving to focus on some other activity, whether that be in the car or outside the vehicle, mm-hmm. something that they're seeing at the time.
And that can be anything from drinking your coffee to putting on makeup to turning around to slap the kids in the back seat or something like that. All of that is in distracted driving.
Certainly, mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything that you mentioned is considered distracted driving. The biggest thing that we're focused on today is the use of a cell phone mm-hmm. while we're operating a motor vehicle, mm-hmm. and. Statistics show that the average person, when he or she takes their eyes off of the roadway that's in front of them to operate a cell phone, it's on average of 3 to 5 seconds. Now, within that 3 to 5 seconds, that's for the brain to absorb the information that's coming through on the phone. Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with the time that it takes to actually reply, mm-hmm. if there is a reply to that. Mm-hmm. Then you're actually manipulating a cell phone, and that's going to take a longer period of time for your eyes to readjust to the front of the road. Mm-hmm. And if you think about that, studies have shown that within 3 to 5 seconds at highway speeds, that being 45, 55, 65, 75 miles an hour, that's equivalent to driving the length of a football field with a blindfold on.
Those are some shocking things. When we were preparing for this show, Julie actually had mentioned something very interesting on the phone, and that is a lot of people know that this is the law. So it's almost as if when they're, for example, at a red light, we're not supposed to be on cell phones in Tucson, even at a red light. You're not supposed to be touching the phone. Okay. But people know this. So what do they do? They put the phone down lower. They put it like lower, so not even someone looking in from the side window could even see them. And what that does is it brings their eyes even further away from the road in front of them, and that makes it even more dangerous of them trying to evade law, you know, still while operating a vehicle.
No, you're absolutely right. And the lower it goes on the lap, the longer it takes for your eyes to come back
to readjust
to find the roadway in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think that they're going to be a little bit sly, and they'll hold it directly in front of them so their eyes are almost at the same level with the phone and the roadway. But then it's easier for law enforcement to see you. And the law is very clear when it says, you know, let's talk about the law for just a second.
Sure.
Arizona Revised Statute 28-914A basically says, you know, it's operating a motor vehicle with the use of a cell phone or cellular device.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell, what that means is anytime the wheels of your vehicle are in motion, it's illegal to have a cellular device or any electronic device, rather, in your hands while the vehicle's in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that means GPS. I mm-hmm. stop people for GPS use, and they think that's okay. Well, technically, it is not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I do tell people that if you have a Bluetooth device, which is in your ear, that is mm-hmm. absolutely legal. And if you have your cell phone attached to your dashboard via a magnet,
mm-hmm.
that is absolutely legal because mm-hmm. it's just like operating your radio on your vehicle
right.
and or your air conditioning.
Right. And the same thing, you know, I'm a customer of Lyft and Uber a lot because I have to get moved around for other businesses. And all those drivers, they have suction cupped phone holders because they need that for directions of sorts. But the key thing is they're not holding it. They're
Correct.
Not holding it with their hand. They have some sort of hands-free device where they can still have both hands on the wheel. But at the same time, it would be kind of silly for them to maybe mount that down, like down between the two front seats, where they have to take their eyes off the road all the way down and then look at the directions and then put their eyes back up. So it's kind of important to have it kind of like in this field of vision where you don't have to turn your head and have things, you know, be manipulated in that way so that people can still concentrate on what they're doing, and that is driving.
Certainly.
Okay. These, you know, there's so many ways and so many tricks that people have used. I even had an idea. This is silly. I hope you know. I hope nobody is listening. And well, of course, lots of people are listening. But you know, if you had some sort of device where you can that doesn't look like a phone. Maybe that looks like a coffee cup, but it's actually like it's got like a little screen on there. So, but you know, the funny thing is people still want to do it, even though we have people that are being affected. So it is a very serious matter. But what we're going to do is take a quick commercial break. Up next on this Computer Doctor Show, we're going to continue our discussion on distracted drivers. We're also going to try to take some of your calls on our open lines, 520-790-2040. You're listening to the Computer Doctor Show on KVOI 1030 Tucson. We'll be right back after this quick break. Stay tuned.
Solar is popping up all over town. Why? Because solar just makes sense. Say goodbye to expensive summer electricity bills. Call or text Julie Festerling at Icon Power, 520-307-1013. Avoid the new 7.9% price increase with the utility company. Call Julie at 520-307-1013. Icon Power will help you take control of your electric bill.
Perfect Look Photography is a photography business that serves individuals, families, wedding parties, children's parties, quinceañeras, and family reunions. We also do headshots for actors and model portfolios. We photograph all types of events in Tucson and communities in Pima and Santa Cruz counties. In addition, we provide more types of photos than any photographer in Tucson, including green screen, art photography, montages, and DVD slideshows. We provide great photos at great prices. For more information or to get a quote, please call 499-4209.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show. With us in studio, Arizona State Trooper Tim Vargo and board members of Look Save a Life, Julie Festerling and Deborah Garcia. Continuing our discussion on distracted driving during the break, Julie, you actually had a pretty good question. You know, we're trying to find ways for distracted drivers to decrease, to hopefully save lives and at the very least, stop yourself from getting a ticket from law enforcement. So what was your idea? It's because maybe kids, they might want to know how to stop maybe their parents when they see them driving. What are some things they can do?
Oh, absolutely. Kids can get involved with this. We recently spoke at a school, a charter school in town. We met with the principal and we did the flag raising in the morning, which was really neat. And something we talked about was, is it okay for kids to tell their parents to put the phone down? And the answer is absolutely yes. Kids, tell parents to put the phone down. There's a loving way to do it. You can simply say, because I love you, Mom, and because I want to be safe, please put the phone down when we're in the car and when that car is moving.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So parents and kids, okay, everyone can play a part. And it's nice to have gentle reminders. You know, this even goes back to even in the days where there were all these programs to promote drunk driving or to de-escalate drunk driving. That is, friends don't let friends drive. You know, that was a great mnemonic. You know, so obviously family don't let families drive with these. Did you have a comment, officer?
In terms of DUI, drinking and driving, the statistics. A lot of people don't understand the statistics behind the two. According to the National Safety Council, 2018, drinking and driving fatality collisions were responsible for 3.66% in the state. Mm-hmm. Compared that to distracted driving, which was 9.36%.
Even more so.
Triple.
So it is three times greater than DUI. Mm-hmm. Not minimizing DUI, because we need to get those people off the road as well. But when you consider how many people are out there driving at any one particular time, we all have cell phones. Mm-hmm. I don't know of a single person. I haven't stopped a single person in my 14-year career that has not had a cell phone with them. Mm-hmm. So we have access to it. Mm-hmm. But as Julie just mentioned, let's have the reserve to put it down mm-hmm. when we're behind a wheel. Or if you're a passenger, it was a great point. Have the courage to say, my life is more than your text message right now. Mm-hmm. Put the phone down, please. If not, pull over, let me out.
Mm-hmm. And as far as law enforcement side, just to embellish a little bit on that, we know that the consequences judicial wise for DWI and DUI are very, very high. I mean, if you get caught doing that and you're found guilty, it is your life becomes extremely difficult.
Correct.
It's extremely difficult for you to get a license again. It's extremely difficult for you to get insurance again.
Certainly.
But if the percentage is higher with distracted driving, shouldn't the law equal the consequences?
Absolutely. And common sense would lead us in that direction. However, the one caveat to that is that this law is so new that it does take some time for the penalties to increase mm-hmm. to actually even become close to what DUI is. DUIs cost thousands of dollars to take care of. And like you said, points on your license and or the loss of your license, mm-hmm. possibility of the loss of your employment as well.
Absolutely.
So mm-hmm. I think we as people of the state of Arizona need to contact our lawmakers mm-hmm. in order to make this penalty even stiffer when it comes to distracted driving.
Right. I had a computer customer of mine. He was telling me how he operates a vehicle repair shop, and he had hired a technician who didn't have a license. And then when he did a little bit of further investigation, he found out that he had a DWI. Not only could he not drive, but he could not be insured. His shop insurance would drop him as an insured entity because he's employing someone that had a DWI background.
Correct.
So that, I mean, that is just a, you know, it gives you an idea of what the potential, consequences and repercussions can happen for DWI. But as far as texting, it is so rampant. I mean, in preparation for our show today, I was out with I took my wife to breakfast this morning, and while I was out on the road, I was at several red lights. I looked to my left, I looked to my right. Chances are somebody was on their phone. I mean, I'm like every single time.
Well, okay. And I think part of the problem is that people don't realize the severity of what they're doing. That basically that vehicle has now become a weapon when you're looking down and you're still trying to operate it. So part of what we want to do as well to get people to realize how dangerous this is via Look Save a Life is get with our legislators and make the fines and penalties the same as DUI, because this is killing more people than DUIs is. And so we need to make the penalties strong enough so that people stop doing it. Right now, the penalties are minimal, like $60 for your first offense, $100 for your second offense, and $250 if you cause an accident, even if you kill someone.
The penalties are the same.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. And it's not going to stop anybody from doing it.
It's a little bit heartbreaking. But if we can just take the next 3 minutes that we have left here, and let's talk about some solutions. Tell us a little bit more about Look Save a Life and the website and things that people can do if they choose.
We just recently went to Phoenix and filmed a couple of public service announcements that we're going to put on radio, social media, TV. We're going to try and do that, where we're telling our story, trying to get people to understand how rampant this is. It's not just us, it's other people. We're trying to get other families who have been affected by this to join us and to get our voice heard. And we're going to want to go out to schools, whoever wants to take us, like maybe truck driving agencies or whatever, where we can go and present this message to everybody.
Okay. What's the website that you have?
The website for Look Save a Life is looksavealife.com.
Okay. And in case anybody is out there, you're a nonprofit, so obviously you accept donations.
Absolutely.
For your
cause.
But because you never know who might be listening. There might be somebody out there with a big wallet that is fully in agreement with your purpose here. Any other statistics? I know that there was there was a law that was that people need to be concerned about that's coming up in January 1st. Or did we already talk about that?
Yeah, that's the one that we touched on earlier. It's Arizona Revised Statute 28914A.
And that specifically means basically statewide.
It is statewide.
So it's not even a matter of whether you're in Tucson or Oro Valley or
absolutely
any of these
not.
Places.
Okay. Yeah, it's a statewide. Arizona is a hands-free state. So regardless of where you are, while your vehicle's in motion, no electronic device in hand.
Excellent. The other things that we want to make sure that we cover. Did you have some events that you wanted to make the public aware of coming up?
Actually, we do. We have a car show that's coming up on November 12th, and that's going to be held at Freddy's on the corner of River and Orange Grove. It'll be from 4:30 to 6:30 in the afternoon. So we would suggest just check the website for more details. We also have a Facebook page just in memory of our children. It's Caitlin Festerling and Paul Garcia, Forever in Our Hearts. And we always have information posted on there, too, as far as ideas for just being safer out on the roads. And we also show some statistics and other incidents that have occurred because of distracted driving. So anyway, we would love to have people come out, come to our car show. Mm-hmm. That would be really great. Just anything we can do to get the community involved in just helping to fight against this epidemic.
Okay, thank you so much, Tim Vargo, Julie and Deborah, for having the courage to come out on the show today. We would like to thank our awesome sponsors, Icon Power, Perfect Look Photography, Ugly Goose Car Rental. Please do business with them. They are local and help keep this show on the air. My name is Aaron Moss, your technology expert. Tom Fearon-Banks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday at 2 p.m. right here on KVY 1030 The Voice. Stay safe and enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.